This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
The opinions and suggestions expressed in the following program are solely those of the participants and are not necessarily endorsed by KRMG, Cox Media Group Incorporated, or the program sponsors. The following program is sponsored by Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Tech. It's Ask the Experts Weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. Welcome to Wheels with automotive experts from Cecil & Sons Discount Tires in Sand Springs and Tulsa Gas Technologies, your CNG expert, here to answer questions about your car, truck, or SUV. Call or text us at 918-921-1023. The Ask the Experts Weekend rolls on with Wheels with Lloyd Bolin, Troy Cox, Tom Sewell, and the host of Wheels, Denver Fox.
Well, we've all heard these stories about barn finds, where you go out in a dusty old barn and someone's parked a classic car out there for years and just left it, and someone discovers it and says, hey, I'm going to fix this thing up. One recently, a remarkable discovery, is a Chevy Corvette that they unearthed from a vine-covered garage, 45 years old, and you won't believe the mileage on this car. I'll tell you about that coming up here in just a few moments. Plus, we've got some recalls we need to pass along to you, too, on this edition of Wheels. Good morning and welcome in. It's 7:08. I'm Denver Fox, got our panel of experts here. And if you got questions for the guys here, you can text them to us right now at 918-921-1023. We're live and local for you this morning. And we will answer for you on the air here on Wheels. Let's start off talking to Tom Sewell, Tulsa Gas Technology, and with Jack's Record Service. Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Has Jack been busy this week?
We were real busy this week, and we're delivering a cool car, 1954 Corvette, this morning.
Really?
Yeah, so that's a cool one. As soon as I get home from the show, I'll go see it, and we'll deliver it.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. Of course, you're watching gas prices, as we always do. Gas oil, actually, went up to about $83 a barrel, I think, this week. They are saying that maybe this jump in prices has kind of stabilized and may actually stall out a little bit. Didn't say go down, just said stall out a little bit. Now, I've noticed gas prices because of the lack of demand for gasoline right now, apparently, at least till vacation season kicks off and that those kind of things. But gas prices gone down a nickel, dime here in, around the area.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
$3.65 now. Or excuse me, $3.25 now. I saw it for $3.19 over in Sepulpa. I was over there the other day.
Oh, wow.
And so anyway, shop around. You can find some. But for compressed natural gas, it is $1.75 every day.
Every day this year.
Yeah. All the rest of the year. You can count
well,
on it.
Past 3 years, I think we've been $1.75. So.
Yeah, I think it has.
It's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. I always love to go take my truck in, fill it up with CNG, and it's only, you know, a few dollars. And it used to cost me $50 to fill that car up sometimes, at least, that truck.
We had a new guy in this week that bought a truck at an auction, brought it in. He says, I think I'm getting 18 mile a gallon, 19 mile a gallon. I said, you are. I finally had to confess that you're getting more power than you do on gasoline. And he just couldn't believe that he was getting cheaper fuel and better mileage.
I saw one of these videos the other day that was talking about new inventions. You know, there's supposedly guys that have invented carburetors that was so efficient you'd get, you know, 100 miles to the gallon,
right,
stuff like that, that they've quashed, and those guys had strange endings. You know, they just suddenly died and they're gone, and they didn't want that that invention out there. But anyway, one of the things was this carburetor would vaporize the gasoline before it got to the carburetor. This was a carburetor, not a fuel injected. And it was more efficient that way. And I'm thinking, well, that's kind of what CNG does. It vapor. It's already a vapor, isn't it?
Yeah, it never turns to a liquid. It's always a vapor. And so that's a little bit unique about how we have to inject it in the vehicle. But it is a vapor. It's never liquid.
Fantastic. Troy Cox, Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs and the one in Sepulpa, doing business every day. And you got the Herbal Affair going on today over in Sand Springs.
That's right. It's a typical Herbal Affair cool day, and hopefully the rain will stay south and all you have to deal with is being cool. But They started setting up last night. It's going to be a great event. And, you know, if you're going to go hungry. Rotary's running a fundraiser there. Cody Worrell, the manager of Rib Crib, also has his side hustle. And he is going to be selling racks of ribs that he's smoked with his signature rub. I know there's chocolate and coffee in it. I don't know what else, but they are marvelous. So go there, go hungry, and support a good cause. And as you said last week, get your tomato plants.
That's right. That's where I always pick up some tomato plants. I actually picked up some banana trees one year there. So, and you got to go early. I think they start about 8 o'clock or something.
Yeah, I would not be surprised if there are people already starting to stumble around as the as the booths are getting set up.
So this is known to be the largest gathering of state producers, gardeners, and a lot of vendors all kicking off the spring season. It's a great way to find some good deals out there and just kind of see what's out there. And it's going on right now this morning. And there always is some good food out there, as a matter of fact, too. I was over in your store the other day. We got some service done on my wife's car and saw your Mustang still in there on display.
Yeah, I'm waiting. I say I'm waiting. I'm trying to find the time to get them out and get them run because I'm itching to hear those things run, and I love driving them.
Do you leave them set long enough that you have to do anything to them to get them restarted? Or
I have a battery tender, and we've talked about those before. You know, the trickle charger with the computer control, so they don't overcharge the battery. And then once the battery's up to full charge, they switch to a pulse mode, which helps keep the battery plates from sulfating, which, of course, will kill a battery. Using those, I've had car batteries last in excess of 20 years.
Yeah. Wow. It's
amazing. So it's just a matter of maintenance. You don't let them run down, you don't let them sulfate, and you don't have to buy them as often.
I use those in the winter on my lawnmower just to keep my battery up, especially in extreme cold temperatures.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got power equipment, riding lawnmowers, ATVs, whatever, you really need some type of battery maintenance device, and you don't have to buy a bunch. You know, you just, if you buy one, just remember, you know, week to week, move it between your equipment. You know, they're normally between $30 and $40. I've caught them on sale as low as $25, and you know, I've got three because sometimes I get busy and forget to move them around.
Yeah.
But I mean, even buying three at $25 a piece, I'm still half of what a car battery runs now. So you know, I consider it a good investment because they last and last. And again, you know, I'm getting great service life out of my mower batteries, out of my ATV batteries, and out of my car batteries.
Lloyd Bolden is here, the king of the crankshaft, the guru of the garage. And, of course, Lloyd, you're working on all just little projects around at your place. But you're always kind of keeping in mind the tips and things for – and batteries is one of the things you always tell us about that don't give it a second chance, huh?
Well, no, none of us do that.
If it's got a little slow cranking, that means, you just got a free.
And also keep track on how old your battery is. I'm real bad about that.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because you just don't know. You're going to get up one morning, you don't have nothing.
Exactly.
Luckily, it doesn't happen often, but it does.
Yeah, sometimes it's that way. Sometimes it'll give you that one warning thing, and if you get that,
get a battery.
Yeah, get it on.
And it doesn't hurt to periodically just look at it to remind you of the date of it.
You know, the battery on my wife's car, and I mentioned I took it into Cecil & Sons this past week, I couldn't remember. I said, I know it's probably been several years since we had that battery replaced. I said, can you guys look it up? And they could. They looked it right up then. I said, yep, it's over 4 years old. I said, better test that battery. And it tested fine. It's got, for now anyway, I'll keep an eye on it. It's one of those things you want to definitely keep an eye on.
If it's
that old. But I've had, what was it, Tom, on my truck battery? It was like over 6 years old, I think, on that one.
Yes, it was.
When we changed it out here not too long ago.
Well, and we'd been testing it, you know, keeping our eye on it.
Yeah, to keep. And it was, it had been fine.
So, right.
And it's just like that. Suddenly the test goes down and you say, okay, it's.
Yeah, well, the way these new batteries are, they're usually fine till they're not. And then it's.
And then it's not.
You hear that.
All right, it is 7:15. All right, got some text questions we'll get into here in just a moment. Want to pass along this story, though, about a remarkable discovery. It was a 1978 Chevy Corvette that was unearthed from a vine-covered garage. Got its first wash in 45 years. They unveiled a near-pristine classic car, and this Corvette had been sitting in a thick layer of grime. It was displayed on the odometer. It said only 1,599 miles on it.
Actually, only cows.
Did you?
Yeah. Wow. 78.
And so. That's what it said on the odometer, and made it a, you know, that was a classic thing, catch there. So the car wash experts meticulously removed layers of dust and dirt that had accumulated over nearly half a century, revealing the car's original classic white paint and surprisingly pristine red interior. So everything was in pretty good shape on this.
Sounds,
I guess,
like.
Probably covered up with all that dirt. It protected it a little bit. Maybe.
That's just astonishing.
Isn't that amazing? That this will
well,
be that?
I'm just glad to hear it was inside.
Yeah.
That's a Mike Henley job, cleaning it one
is.
Of those up.
We had a guy bring us a 69 that we picked it up with our record. It had been sitting 20 years. And, you know, it was very clean, but it wasn't roadworthy. It was going to take a lot of money to get it roadworthy because the complete brake system you have to be replaced. And it was leaking oil, you know, on the axle seals and all those little places to get it roadworthy. But it is cool to find those.
And they have a detailing team that they worked on this. They went under the hood, and the engine looked like it had been frozen since 1978.
Yep.
Result, the Corvette not only reflects its vintage, but also boasts a showroom-ready appearance, demonstrating the car's resilience and the meticulous care now being given to it. It's interesting to watch those. There's some videos on YouTube where people bring in these cars that are totally trashed. I guess they bought them, but I mean, there's like ashes ground into everything in there, and it just stained, and it just looks awful. So they got a good deal on it, and they spent some money, and they clean these things up, and it is amazing the transformation they can do on these cars.
Yeah, guys like Mike, they know the secrets to get all that stuff out and make it look brand new.
They got special little equipment that'll suck all the boogers out of the cracks and get it all done. It's amazing stuff. All right, producer Tim, who we got on the line this morning on wheels?
Well, gentlemen, time to put on our thinking caps. We have Brian. He has a 2013 Kia Soul, and it's a synthetic oil question. Brian, you're on the air.
All right, Brian, good morning. Welcome to Wheels.
Yeah, I went and got my oil changed. This car was my dad's, and he had passed away, and we ended up getting the car. And I went up here to Jiffy Lube and changed the oil and put 100 synthetic oil in it, and they want me to come back in like 8,000 miles. Is that right?
Yeah. I don't know that I would go any further than that. I mean, even with the top-quality synthetic oil, it still has, you know, surfactants in it to break up debris and carbon and sludge. And if you don't know your dad's service history, then, you know, I don't know that you don't change the first couple of times even quicker than that.
Coming from my own
standpoint,
I thought you could go farther than that. Yeah,
with a propane or a CNG vehicle, because they run so much cleaner, you can. But you know, a full synthetic, 7,500 miles is a good interval. I will tell you, on my own vehicles, I run a full synthetic and I change it every 5 grand, and I rotate my tires at every oil change. And you know, I get vehicles that run 300+ grand. The last service van we sold was at 580. So,
how many miles did you put on it?
Right now, it's only got 71,000.
Okay.
Just curious, because what Troy's talking about is going to be crucial for you, I think.
Yeah, I would 7,500 miles, or if you're not driving that much, at least once a year. Don't put more than a year time on it, regardless of the miles.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks,
Brian,
for calling.
Thanks for your call. Right. Appreciate it. 7:20. It is Saturday morning. Cloudy skies. 51 degrees in Tulsa. Sun's kind of peeking through some of those clouds out there. It's going to be nice. Maybe a chance of showers this afternoon. You're listening to Wheels on an Ask the Experts weekend on KRMG.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk. The wheels are rolling this morning with answers to your automotive questions from the experts at Tulsa Gas Technologies and Cecil & Sons Discount Tires.
And Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, the place to go for your tire needs, and all kinds of specials going on right now. You got a lot of rebates going on, don't you, Troy?
Absolutely. You can go to cecilandsons.com, hit the promotions tab that pops up there on the first page, and see all the current rebate offers. There are a number of really attractive offers, and, you know, if you're getting close to needing tires, why not get some money back from the manufacturer?
Absolutely. In fact, my visit, just getting service done, they said, you want your tires rotated? I said, oh, yeah. You know, and that's a nice freebie you got. When you buy the tires there, you rotate them free every time you come in.
That's right. On the passenger cars and light trucks, we certainly do.
All right. Got some questions for you here. People have texted to us at 918-921-1023. They say I've recently purchased a 2015 Ford F-150, just over 100,000 miles on it. It has the EcoBoost engine. And they're wondering if there's anything in particular they need to kind of keep an eye on with that.
Fresh coolant, absolutely. If you don't know that it's been changed, change it. Because the water pump on the EcoBoost is internal, like they are on a lot of your import four-cylinder cars. And if those seals break down, if you let your coolant get old, where the corrosion inhibitors and the lubricants that are part of a package break down, you can take out the water pump, and if it fails, you're dumping all that coolant into your crankcase, and that's a very bad thing.
Yikes.
The other thing is, you know, run a top quality synthetic oil and change it frequently. Yeah. You know, we see a few manufacturers that say, oh, you can run the synthetic oil 10, 12, 15,000 miles. But then we're also seeing things like the active fuel management on the GM products and the cam phasers on the Ford and so many of the imports that let the computer advance or retard time. The tolerances on those things are so tight, it doesn't take much sludge at all to make a really, really expensive repair necessary.
Interesting. Yep. And Tom, I noticed sometimes you were taught, we've talked about extended time with synthetic oil. You have Synpro synthetic oil, your own oil brand that you use at Tulsa Gas Tech. But sometimes even on these bigger cars and trucks that will go maybe 10,000 miles with it, you do change the oil filter, though, don't you?
Oh, yeah. We put new filters on all the time on our fleet customers. When they're running CNG and they're doing 10,000 miles, we put filters on. There's an Amsoil product that they say will go 20-something thousand, and we stick filters on those religiously when they're doing that. But we're more into, like Troy said, the 7,500-mile on good, pure synthetic oils. Read labels. A lot of times it'll say synthetic on the can, and it's not 100% synthetic.
That's right. You got to make sure that makes the difference.
Right. In the U.S., they'll let them put the name synthetic on a can, even though it's not 100% synthetic.
It's basically some additives.
Yeah.
Is what it is.
Read the label.
And you sometimes take samples of your oil and send it back to the factory and say, analyze this.
We sure do. We do it all the time.
And it doesn't break down very much at all, does it?
No, not the CNG engines don't. Now, we do send people's oil in now and then just for they can have comfort on the life of their vehicle. Mm-hmm. And so it's a good indication on how to get – and we do that. We'll just take a little 8-ounce jar and send it in, and we know in about a week what's going on with it.
It's interesting. Some of them just keep on going. That's good. 728, got some more questions here. We'll text them to us at 918-921-1023. We'll answer your questions coming up. We've got some recalls also we'll talk about in the next half hour. Latest news for our 24-hour Fox News Center is next on 1023 KRMG.
It's an Ask the Experts weekend on 102.3 KRMG. The wheels roll on with answers to your automotive questions from the pros at Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies. Here's Denver Fox, along with Lloyd Bowler, Troy Cox, and Tom Sewell on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
7:37, back to the wheels here. Hey, be sure to follow us on Instagram. We've got some interesting pictures on our KRMG wheels page. In fact, we hear us talk about airflow from your dash sometimes, and many times the reason is, you know, it could be a cabin filter or it could be a actual fan blade that is clogged up. And Troy gave me a picture that we put up there that is really could stop some airflow if you're heating your air.
Yeah, that was a busy rodent because it managed to strip enough material from inside the car to completely pack the squirrel page. I mean, it just entirely full of fiber where it made a nest.
It's pretty impressive. You need to take a look at that. And also just a weird car that I took a picture of at a hotel parking lot that is just, well, I can't really describe it. You'll just have to look at it there. And anyway, hot rods, pictures of things of interest, and pictures from some of the car shows we were at recently and in the years past. So check out our Instagram page at KRMG Wheels. 7:38 here on Wheels, and let's get back to the car questions for you this morning. Someone's got a 02 F-150. The battery light is always on. Now, they've replaced the battery, and the output on the alternator seems to check out. At least when they went to O'Reilly's, it seems to do that. Probably need to get a little further investigation on that, don't they, Troy?
Yeah, one of the tools we use is the Interstate ED18, and one of the things we like about it is as you're running through the test, it actually graphs, gives you a thumbstep, oscilloscope reading of not only the draw of the starter, but also the output of the alternator. Because just because it's putting out 13 or 14 volts doesn't necessarily mean there's not a problem. In the early stages of, you know, ward windings or more commonly bearings going out, you can get a very jagged voltage output instead of the nice, clean, smooth sine waves that keep all the computers on your car happy. So, you know, you need a little more detailed test than just, oh, look, it's gotten 14.4 volts sitting here. Is it clean voltage? Because even on an O2, you've got computers that can be damaged by, you know, low voltage, high voltage, or very spiky voltage.
Yeah. So getting it into the shop would be the next step, wouldn't it, Tom?
Oh, yeah. And like you said, seeing that sine wave is real important. And then, because if you get one of the rectifiers going bad, it's going to make a sharp edge on that wave. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of things that can go on, and it still make 14 volts. It just may not be 14 clean volts.
All right. All right, hope that helps you out with that. Here's another question for us this morning. You can text your questions to us as well at 918-921-1023. We are live and local for you this Saturday morning. It says, my son has a 2016 Hyundai Tucson. Does it have an engine recall? And is that engine the one that catches on fire?
So I looked it up, and it looks like there is a link, but the link is talking about the ABS brakes, not the engine. But as with a lot of the dealers, until we know your VIN number, we can't get the exact issue with it. You can just type in 2016 Hyundai recall, and there's 15 sites asking for your VIN number to give you that answer. But the safergov.com, what's the website, Troy?
www.safercar.gov.
Yeah, and you can put that government website in, put your VIN in, it'll tell you every federal recall on that vehicle.
That is true. It's good to have there for that. And there are apps you can get you can look it up.
Yeah.
If you want to keep track of.
Well, and that's what I saw on Google. There's multiple apps that you could download, but you have to have the VIN.
Yeah. All right. Another question here. If you have always used regular oil, is it safe to change suddenly to synthetic?
I'm a deal on that. If you got super high mileage, let's not just make a hard switch to synthetic. Because one of the things it's going to do, it's going to wash that engine. And if there's some of the old goody that's holding a seal up or holding like a packing, it will wash that out and you may get an oil leak on an older high mileage vehicle.
Yeah, I mean, because synthetic oil is designed to go longer, it typically has a much higher detergent load. On an old engine, it may just be the sludge buildup that's keeping that valve cover gasket or that front timing cover gasket or that rear main seal from leaking. That higher detergent load is going to break it up and clean it out, which it's designed to do. In this case, that's in many cases all that's keeping that old dried out seal from leaking, and you could be spending some money fixing some leaks. So, you know, maybe a synthetic blend. Look, I would say, you know, if you're wanting a little bit of protection for the motor, look at a high mileage synthetic blend.
Yes.
But I don't know that I would go to a full synthetic on a high mileage engine if it had never been run before.
Right.
You know, one of the things with synthetic oil, I think I used to forget about it, is that when you use synthetic oil, your responsibility increases in a way to watch that because the oil is so clean. And like Tom was talking about in Troy, they can wash things out. And it can really cause you some problems if you've got an abused engine.
Well, it's washing the yuck out.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I was going to make that a switch like that, I probably would change the oil maybe at 3,000 that first time, 2,500, because the yuck gets washed out went straight to the filter.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You need to clean that out.
Right. So I would want to do me a flush on it and then, you know, gradually ease back into that.
Okay. I would agree. Absolutely, you're going to have to be more careful first just to see what's going on.
All right. All right, 743. Let's talk about some recalls here. We were talking about checking your VIN number at safercar.gov. And I get some from Carfax every once in a while. They'll send me something. And I got one this week, as a matter of fact, about a recall. And it's dealing with Toyota recalling about 55,000 vehicles in the U.S. because of an issue that could cause the rear doors to open unexpectedly. And if this is the
that's
door.
That's disturbing.
Yes, it is. And I would assume it's on a sudden stop or something like that that would provoke it to open like that. But if it's the doors I'm thinking of, it's like mine. It's not a regular latch on the door. It's more of a, I guess it's magnetic or something. But it's anyway, yeah. you can open and close, you can lock it and unlock it remotely. So,
it's got to be a latch.
Yeah. Some kind of a latch. But
were they talking about the hatch door?
They didn't say specifically. It didn't say hatch. And
there are some recalls for some passenger side doors.
Okay.
Actually, the door you get in and out of the vehicle.
Yeah, I would hate it if that failed.
So these are 2023, 2024 Prius and Prius HEV hybrid electric vehicles in the U.S. There's some in Japan and other places too, but let them worry about theirs. But anyway, those are some here. And on a recent road trip, I actually saw several of the new Tesla trucks, the Cybertrucks. Have you seen one up close?
Pictures only.
I hadn't seen one in person, and they're just not that attractive, I don't think.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that. To me, they're ugly.
One was covered with, they were hauling it, and it was covered with mud. At least it was brown all over. It didn't look like the shiny stuff. And I have to wonder what happened there. You know, did something give way? But they're actually recalling. Tesla is recalling nearly 4,000 of the Cybertrucks due to faulty accelerator pedal. So
that's just a rheostat, the accelerator pedal on those things. Just like the knob on your radio.
Yeah.
It's just hooked to your foot.
Yeah, it's not a cable like it used to be.
Right. Well, even on my 2013 pickup, as old as it is, it's got a just a rheostat, a little assembly down there that's hooked to a foot pedal.
Yeah.
And a spring.
That goes back to the 2000s.
Yeah.
We saw a bunch of 07 to 09 GM products where you've had to replace the throttle assembly because the rheostat
went bad. Yeah, and it goes into limp mode, and it's about 15 mile an hour to wherever you're going.
Oh, wow. 746 now. A little announcement coming up Monday. They're going to be announcing an EV charger celebration at Tulsa International Airport. They're going to unveil 16 new EV charging stations at the airport's parking garage.
Yeah. So 16 cars are going to pull in there and then fly away.
I don't know how that's going to work. You know, how can you do that? You can't leave those things parked and plugged in for a week.
I'd hate to be thinking I'm going to make money off that thing because, like I said, they're going to plug it in and then fly away.
And I see now Google Maps is now launching a new feature to help people in real time find charging stations.
A working charging station?
Hopefully working charging station. Anyway, they're going to be doing that. So that's a kind of an interesting little feature, but seems like it would be necessary, especially for people going cross country.
It would be nice because we have that in CNG. We can look up on the internet and find our stations.
And it seems like the enthusiasm over electric cars in general has kind of waned a little bit. I mean, people have said, you know, they're more expensive. They're more expensive to repair.
Yeah,
it's hard to get them recharged. I'm leery about going across country with them. For around town, they're fine, but it's tough.
So probably some of the people that were blowing the horn real loud got one.
Maybe so.
There's nothing like having your face rubbed in a mistake repeatedly to really, really make you feel good about yourself.
Here's a question. My car starts, but when I put it in drive and press on the gas, it won't move. Is that a sign of low transmission fluid or obviously some problem with the transmission?
Yeah. Or it could be the park brakes on.
Well, it may be.
Yeah, check the transmission fluid level and condition first.
If you can check it. Yeah, if you can find the dipstick for it. Some of them don't have that anyway. All right, 7:48, Saturday morning. And lots of things going on out in Green Country this weekend. It's a slight chance of a shower this afternoon. We'll see a high of 65. 51 now in Tulsa. This is Wheels on a NASCAR.
Ooh.
hour Ask the Experts weekend continues on 102.3 KRMG. Problems with your car, truck, or SUV? We've got you covered. Cecil & Sons Discount Tires and Tulsa Gas Technologies welcome your questions on wheels on 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's news and talk.
You have to deal with is wondering, let's see, is I supposed to come in today or next week or next month or next year? What do I do? You keep all the records there, Tulsa Gas Technology, because if you don't do the maintenance,
you're going to do repairs.
And of course, if you're thinking about converting your vehicle to compressed natural gas, Tom, you're the guy to talk to about that. You talk to people all about the rebates, the tax credits. They help you cover that initial investment to put in the basically a little computer and the new injectors and the additional tank to make it work. And then you've got a bi-fuel vehicle. You can run CNG, and if you run out of that, you still got gasoline to run.
Yep, so it becomes a primary fuel of CNG, and it defaults back to gasoline.
And that's a cool thing, I think. I've had that happen a couple of times where just ran out, didn't get over to the Blue Energy fuel stations, and didn't get filled up right away, and it just kept on going like no problem whatsoever. All right, so and Jack's Wrecker Service is the guy to go if you to check out if you have any problems out on the road, and it's just a good number to have with you in your cell phone. It's people you know. It's people you know where they're going to take your car. You know they're going to handle your car with kid gloves, like you said. You transfer classic cars all the time on.
Yeah, this car we're moving this morning is about $60,000 car, so. You know, you want to know who has, it's irreplaceable, though, one thing about this car. So you want to know who's got your car.
Exactly. So Jack's Wrecker, the number to have in your phone, 918-645-2282, jackswrecker.com or tulsagastech.com. All right, got another text question here. Let's see, they just bought a new Ram 1500 and was to be sure and add BG. They wanted to, and BG is an additive, right, Troy?
Yeah, BG is a company that specializes in additive products. And if you use their products regularly on their schedule, and again, to be clear, you've got to use it on their schedule, then you get extended warranty. When you hear commercials about engines for life, that dealer that's advertising it is probably putting BG in those used cars, you know, when they take them back in. And there are mileage requirements not only on to change it, but depending on when you start using it determines your level of coverage. But again, they build a good product, their chemistry is really nice, and it can extend your engine life. It just adds some cost to your oil change if we're talking about, for example, the MOA that you put in with an oil change.
Is it kind of a protection for the engine, or?
Yeah, it makes the oil a lot slicker. Is a terrible simplification. It does a lot more than that, but you know. Again, if you use it and you start using it before 35,000, then you're on tier one and you've got, if I'm not misremembering, you've got up to $6,000 of additional engine coverage. Oh, okay. If there's a failure related to the oil breakdown, if you're using the MOA at every oil change and changing not longer than their specified interval.
And, Lloyd, you may remember, we used to have a sponsor on the show here. It was Slick 50. You remember that? And it was the product you'd add to your oil, and it would kind of Teflon coat your cylinder walls and stuff like that. Oh, but I haven't seen that in a long time. Is that gone now?
I think they're still out there. They just don't get the press they used to.
Or at least there's
the usage.
Another brand name, maybe?
There may be. I just remember, you know, they sold it at the state or Tulsa Fair.
Exactly.
And, you know, they had the car jacked up, and they would wait till a crowd showed up and then drain the oil and leave it running, going, oh, look at this protection.
Yeah.
Of course, it's sitting there idling, so it's not a high load anyway, but some interesting showmanship.
Yeah, it's interesting. I thought they had sold out, and I thought, well, maybe someone bought it up and put it out of business,
no,
put it away.
I was involved in one pretty close, and it got so touchy that finally, the things that had to happen had to be in place. If you've got that and you want to guarantee, you better really pay attention.
You can buy it on Amazon right now.
Can you?
Just looked it up.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I just hadn't seen it out there on the shelves anymore.
Yeah, I had a customer bring in a two-pack. You put in the primer, and you ran it for a certain amount of time, and then you drained it, and then you put the Teflon, I guess, carrier in with the oil change.
Okay. All right, Cecil & Sons Discount Tires, two locations in Sand Springs where the Herbal Affair are going on today, as a matter of fact, right now.
That's right. You've got blocks and blocks of plants and crafts and arts and food. It's a great show. Great time to come out to visit Sand Springs.
Fun time. Lots of good food and stuff over there. And visit Cecil and Sons there on Morrow Road, right there on Highway 97, or in Sepulpa, where I go sometimes, and that's where we get all of our tires there. And you're open until 3 o'clock.
We're open until 7:30 to 3 Saturdays, 7:30 to 5:30 weekdays. Hey, if you need some maintenance, drop your car off there at Morrow Road, and then go up to Herbal Affair.
Walk right on up there and shop around. Baby, you can drive. All right, guys, have a great weekend. The news is next on KRMG. Maybe you can drive my car, and maybe I love you. Beep, 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 beep,
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.